Welcome to my Best Life Now podcast, where you can find simple tips to live your life on purpose by gaining clarity, building your confidence, and using your personal power. I am your host, certified coach, speaker, and trainer, Julieta Piox. Hello, how are you? I hope you have been taking full advantage of this summer. And I know that it's been a little warmer than usual, but I'm not complaining. I live in Minnesota and I know to make sure that I take advantage of some warm weather. I have to admit that although summer is not my favorite season of the year, but it is a very special time because it is my birthday in the month of July. And I just had my birthday this past weekend and had a chance to spend time with my beautiful daughters and at a nice dinner that they invited me to, and then took off an entire day. Can you believe that? An entire day with my husband to go drive along the Mississippi River and take in all the beautiful scenery. It was very relaxing, peaceful, and very much fun. And when I say, can you really believe it, is because it's very weird or very strange that I take a full day just off to do nothing. But again, it is very, very refreshing. So how about you? Are you finding ways to enjoy your life this summer? Are you maybe setting time aside to disconnect from the daily responsibilities and maybe go for your favorite restaurant or take a drive just for fun or simply just take time to be with yourself and meditate? Isn't it true that all too often we forget what it's like to enjoy life? And I'm doing an air quotation as I'm saying this. We forget what it is like to enjoy life. I know that was true for me for a very long time. And I found out the main reason was because I didn't have a plan of what I wanted to do. I told you I had my birthday in July. It was birthday number 52. And I have to tell you, I've learned a few things throughout these years that I want to share with you today. One of those things I have learned through my life experiences is that if you don't have a plan for your life, somebody else will for sure have it for you. You will do what they like to do. You will go where they want to go. You'll drive what they like to drive. You'll live where they live. You'll dress how they dress. You'll follow trends that they follow, and on and on and on. Sound familiar? Yep, it did for me for a long time. So today I want to talk to you about why you need to have a yes plan. A yes plan for your life, a yes plan for your business, for your career, or for relationships. Life is full of opportunities and experiences waiting to be embraced. But very often we find ourselves hesitating and holding back because of fear, self-doubt, or uncertainty. And what I have learned is that also a lack of a guide to help me direct my next steps is a problem. And this guide is what I call my yes plan. Let me tell you what this plan is, what it's all about, and why it's important for you to create your own. You ready? Let's go. Every weekday, I go to my yes plan to find out what I'm supposed to be doing that day, yes, for work, but most importantly, for my life. You know, I spent a good part of my professional career working a 9-to-5 job, coming home late, cooking dinner, preparing my two girls for the next day, barely spending any quality time with my husband, and then going to bed exhausted in hopes that I could get enough rest so that I have energy to repeat the whole cycle the next day. Then I asked myself, what if I could change that? What if I could create a life infused with my dreams, my aspirations, and designed to provide me enjoyment, fun, and one that could allow me to feel fulfilled? That is when I discovered the concept of a yes plan. Let me explain what a yes plan is, the benefits of having one, and how you can create your own yes plan. Spoiler alert, you'll also learn how to cultivate a mindset to unlock the full potential of your life. But that's just a bonus for listening to this episode. So listen in. So what is a yes plan? A yes plan is a proactive approach to life that involves intentionality, saying yes to opportunities, experiences, and challenges that may come your way. It is a mindset shift from being reactive and to be open-minded and embracing change. What? By having a yes plan, we empower ourselves to step out of our daily routines, our comfort zones, and it helps us to overcome limiting beliefs and live a life of abundance and fulfillment. Why? Because this is a plan we created for our dreams, our goals, and our desires. Think about what you want for your life. I was a speaker at an event a couple weeks ago with powerful entrepreneurs who are eager to succeed and work really hard to make their business work. As I went on with my presentation, I asked, "What do you want for your life?" Notice I did not ask what they want for their business, because that may mean a very hectic life, being stressed out, and having a lot of frustration while trying to make their business work. I specifically asked about what they want for their life. Why? Because if our life is not aligned to our values and our desires, everything else in our life may be blooming, but we will not be fulfilled. So I ask you the same question now. What do you want for your life? What do you want? Think about that for a few minutes. Take time away to a quiet place and really, really give it some thought. When I asked the group of entrepreneurs I was presenting to, it was hard for them to come up with what they want for their life. Why? Because we're not wired that way. What do you mean? I mean, we have been conditioned to live on a day-to-day basis, on a survival mode, and because of this, living a better life, creating a better life, is not even in our sphere of possibilities. So therefore, we don't even think about it. Aren't you glad you're listening to this today? Here is your opportunity to stop, think, and create your yes plan with all the things you want to say yes to in your life. So what are the benefits of having a yes plan? I'm glad you asked. One of the first benefits I can tell you about creating a yes plan is personal growth and transformation. A yes plan opens the door to personal growth and transformation in your life, in your business, in your career. By saying yes to new experiences, we expose ourselves to different perspectives and situations. All of these things can also lead to self-discovery and a deeper understanding of our capabilities, growth, and transformation. What kind of experiences am I talking about? Take traveling, for example. Traveling to a different place than you are used to going all the time. I know people that go to the same vacation spot every single year, and I always ask myself, I understand that you might like it there a lot. I understand that maybe your family lives there, and that's totally great. But the world is so vast and has so much to explore. I encourage you to go to a different place every time you can and grow from what you see, the people that you interact with, the food that you eat, and the experiences that you have. Or another example is, say yes to trying a new activity or hobby or fun game. You know that one you've been wanting to do but have not been able to? It's time to say yes. Another benefit of having your yes plan is that it gives you opportunities for learning. Embracing your yes plan allows you to learn from successes and failures. Embracing a yes plan allows you to learn from both successes and failures. Every experience offers valuable lessons that contribute to our personal and professional development. Forget fear. Kick it to the other side of town and say yes to those things you love to do, but being scared to do it. So what if you fail? I promise you'll come out with some learning points for the next time that you try something else. Don't be afraid of failure. It's the only way we get to our success. And remember, nobody is good the first time they do it. So go ahead and say yes. Begin saying yes today. Another benefit of having your own yes plan is that you build resilience. When we say yes to challenges, we develop resilience and adaptability. We become better equipped to navigate life's uncertainties and bounce back from setbacks. Explore new challenges, welcome new opportunities, even if they seem difficult. Learn to adapt and build resilience from your experience. You know that job you've been thinking about applying, but don't really think you have all the skills on that job description? Apply for it anyway. What's the worst thing that can happen? You don't get the job? Well, you don't have the job now anyway. But at least you said yes. You went through the process and you came out better than you went into it. Then try again later, but better. I hope this is making sense. in terms of why it is beneficial for you to have a yes plan. Let me give you one last benefit of having a yes plan if you have not been convinced yet. Hopefully this will convince you. A yes plan helps you expand your horizons and explore new paths that we may have otherwise overlooked. This sense of adventure and curiosity enriches our lives. Stop the boring and the "it's what everyone is doing" mentality. You have been gifted with different talents and skills. Use them to expand your perspectives and grow your mindset to one of growth, adaptability, and positive thinking. Okay, so you got it? The benefits of a yes plan are personal growth and transformation, opportunities for learning, building resilience, and expanding your horizons. So how do you create your yes plan? You're going to want to write this down or come back to this episode again once you're ready to create your yes plan so that you don't miss any of the steps. To get the best results from creating your yes plan, schedule a time when you can focus on what you will include in your plan. This includes being in a quiet place, or maybe by the lake, or in a library, or anywhere else where you can get inspired. Okay, so there are 6 steps to creating your yes plan. The first step is to reflect on your goals and your values. I highly encourage you to take time to identify your short-term and long-term goals, as well as your core values. A yes plan should align with your aspirations and be true to who you are. Remember that this plan is yours to create, so be honest and don't be afraid to dream big, and most importantly, to start saying yes to those things you come up with. Step number 2, identify your limiting beliefs. This is very, very important. There is a reason why you have not said yes to the things in your plan until now. So take time to pinpoint any limiting beliefs that hold you back from saying yes to new opportunities. Once you identify those beliefs, challenge them and replace them with positive affirmations that empower you to say yes going forward. Okay, step number 3. Start with small yeses. Begin by saying yes to smaller, low-risk opportunities that align with your goals. This will help you to gradually build your confidence and openness to more significant challenges. You can go ahead and add those bigger things on your plan now, but start with the smaller ones first. Step number 4, embrace the unknown. No, Julieta, please don't ask me to do this. I can already hear you saying this. Okay, step number four, embrace the unknown. I tell my clients this all the time. Living in your comfort zone is overrated and, to be frank, is super boring. So as you create your yes plan, understand that stepping outside your comfort zone is essential for your growth. Embracing the unknown is something that we can begin to do right this minute. And how do we do that? Is by having a positive attitude, knowing that every experience contributes to your journey, and also trusting the end result of fulfillment, achievement, and a better version of you. Remember when I said at the beginning that one of the bonuses that you were going to learn from this episode was that our mindset needed to shift, and that we needed those mind shifts in order for us to be able to begin to say yes to the things that we've been saying no all this time, or the things that we have not even thought about. So embrace the unknown. That was step number 4. Let's go to step number 5. Seek support. Surround yourself with a supportive network of family, friends, or mentors who will encourage and uplift you in your yes plan journey. These are people that will provide valuable guidance and motivation, and also who you trust and who you know want the best for you. Among the supporters, find yourself an accountability partner, or even better, someone who can come with you along on this yes journey. And then finally, step number 6 on creating your own yes plan. Be open to learning with every experience you go through. This is where you stretch your mind by embracing the mindset that not every yes will lead to a successful outcome. And hey, that's totally okay. Each experience, positive or negative, provides valuable lessons and growth opportunities. Remember, we are in a constant state of growth, and most importantly, no one is good the first time they try something new. So go in knowing that whatever happens, you will learn and grow each time. So what do you think? It's great, right? Creating a yes plan is a transformative process that empowers us to live life to the fullest, seize opportunities, and cultivate a positive outlook. By saying yes to new experiences, we give ourselves permission to open doors to personal growth, resilience, and an enriched life. Embrace the power of yes and embark on a journey of self-discovery and endless possibilities. Remember, life's most significant adventures await those who dare to say yes. Will you be one of them? Hey, if you've been thinking about gaining clarity on what you want to do, or figuring out what your life purpose is, or maybe even need a reset in any area of your life, come join me at my upcoming Living on Purpose Women Retreat. The Living on Purpose Women's Retreat is an experience for women focused on recharging, renewing, and self-care. It's an opportunity for rejuvenation where you can escape the responsibilities and worries of life and business and give yourself permission to slow down. Visit julietapiox.com/events for all of the details. I really hope that you can join us. Feel free to share this episode with anyone who may benefit or share it on your social media so that others can benefit from learning to say yes. Have a great week, everyone, and thank you for listening. Until next time, go out there and live your best life.